Hello and welcome to Florida Basketball Hour. I'm Neil Black. This is a special episode that will be really cool for a lot of you and means a lot to us. Opportunity to talk again to Tyrese Samuel. Florida big man having an All-SEC caliber season. This is an interview that Eric Fawcett did with Tyrese when Tyrese was back home in Canada during the brief holiday break that the Gators basketball team got. We hope you guys enjoy. It's a really cool conversation. Just a couple Canadian guys talking hoops. Thanks to Florida Victorious for helping us put this together. If you're not a member, I really encourage you to join. The NIL space is the best place for you to support the athletic program right now. You're going to buy tickets. You're going to go to games. You're going to do things like that. But get in there and support NIL. Help these young men. Thanks. And women. Help these young men and women.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Today we have a very special episode. Thanks to the help of the people at Florida Victorious, we have Do It All Forward for the Florida Gators, Tyrese Samuel. Tyrese, it is great to have you back. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me again. You know, it's non-conference play is about to finish up, getting ready to get into conference play. So I'm excited.
This is a very exciting time. And if I understand correctly, today you just flew home to Montreal, the beautiful city of Montreal. And you were already volunteering this morning. First thing when you touched down back at home, you were volunteering for a food drive with Sun Youth Charity. So can you talk a little bit about what you've been doing with them?
Yeah. So I flew in today. I went over to Sun Youth where we did like a food basket where they just kind of give food and gifts to kind of like the people that need it at this time of year, because you know everyone deserves to kind of like have a good Christmas, you know. So we just went over there, bagged their food. They had like a bunch of different types of food. They had like hams and turkeys and like all like pastas and all a whole bunch of stuff, and we're kind of just like bagging it for them, taking it to their car, you know, giving them gifts for like all their kids and things like that. And yeah, that's pretty much what we did today. It was nothing else too crazy, but you know, I just wanted to get back, you know, while I'm home, just for my little few days. I feel like it's just, you know, doing a good deed. It's always good, you know, get back to the people that you can for. So,
yeah, that is fantastic. Getting back to the basketball side, so you guys are riding a 5-game winning streak, and it started after what was actually a pretty tough game that lost to Wake Forest. That was a little bit frustrating, but since then you guys have been playing your best basketball of the season. So how did you guys go from like a bit of a frustrating loss against Wake to playing some of the best basketball of the season?
Yeah, I think during those times, like around the Wake Forest time, I feel like we're kind of like last two days, just kind of like coming in with the mindset like, oh, we're already going to win. Like, we're not going to really have to work for it. So after that loss, Coach Golden, like, we had a hard practice. I think it kind of just like woke us back up, like, come on, like, back to reality. Like, we got to go back and play hard. We got to win these games if we're trying to make the tournament. So kind of like those practices, that practice just kind of woke us up, continue to just play hard every day, communicate. Because I feel like our team, we trust each other. And like we all understand like one day is going to be someone else's night. And if we just accept the fact and just play for one another, like we're going to be able to play good basketball and win games.
So in that kind of 5-game winning streak, I think that the kind of game everyone looks to as one of the biggest ones was the game against Michigan. It was an absolute thriller, of course, double overtime, and you played really well all game, but you also had one of the biggest plays of the game. In overtime, you grabbed that offensive rebound, and you very calmly found Zion Pullen for a wide-open three. So can you just walk us through that, like, that whole game, what kind of that emotional roller coaster that Michigan game was? And also, if you could, maybe let us know what you were thinking on that play where you got that offensive rebound and made such a high intelligence play.
Yeah, so actually, like, from the game before, we ran the same play for Walt at ECU, and I got the rebound, and I dunked the ball. So kind of, like, I was hoping, like, because he was wide open at that game, so I'm like, I'm pretty sure he's going to be wide open again. I didn't really see him, but I'm like, I'm hoping it's going to go in, but I'm like, I'm going to try to get this rebound if he misses, and it came off so perfect. And I remember when I got the rebound, oh, there's Reese, and I don't know who said it, but the first person when I turned around was it was ZP, and I passed it him, and I when I looked at the shot and I'm looking at it here, I said, yeah, that's going in. I don't even got to go rebound that, and everyone started going crazy, and it was just like, yeah. And I was happy that it happened because just at the end of the game, I missed the box out for the guy to put it back where we could have ended it in regulation. So I was kind of like, I was there kind of stressing over that more than anything. But and then I got the rebound and I was like, oh, thank the Lord. Like, you know, and then second overtime, we did what we were supposed to do. And we kind of just blew them out the water at the end. So that's kind of what was going through my mind.
So it's kind of funny that it was an offensive rebound for you against East Carolina and against Michigan. And it almost just seems poetic because I feel like it was a perfect example of what you guys have been having success with this season. Like you guys have just hammered pretty much everyone on the offensive glass. So I'm interested, was offensive rebounding something that was talked about in the offseason or the preseason, I should say, when you guys were preparing for this year? Like, was it a focus? Did you know it was going to be such a huge part of what you guys do? Or did it just kind of happen organically once the game started?
I feel like it kind of just happened organically. Like, I feel like, obviously, we were like, you work on boxing out and stuff, but I didn't think we were going to be this good at offensive rebounding or just rebounding in general. I feel like, because our team plays very hard and, like, we're very, like, gritty to get the ball. So I feel like it kind of just works in our favor. We're very athletic. We're very tall. And we actually have very great passers. So, like, I feel like it helps our team. And we have really good finishers. So I feel like the rebounding just kind of happened organically. I don't think it was something that we work on. But now that we know that we're good at it, it's more emphasized. Like, we got to go get the rebounds. But, like, at first it wasn't – I don't find them.
So – you know, Tyrese, we all watch you play, and we know that you are extremely competitive. And I just there was a team, you know, recently at Florida that made the Elite Eight, and there was a couple players, Devin Robinson, Justin Leon, and John Igbunu. There are three forwards for that team, and they really took pride on the when it came to rebounding, and they used to always be open about how they competed with each other to see who could get the most rebounds every game. Do you find yourself getting competitive with your teammates about who can get the most rebounds, or do you guys just, you know, you all go to the glass and you know it's going to win as a team?
Yeah, I think we just kind of just go to the glass and just win as a team. I know, like, my coaches, like, push me, like, oh, try to get 7 rebounds before half or, like, things like that. So they kind of give me, like, kind of like an individual goal, which I kind of want because I also, like, why not have more double-doubles, you know? So I feel like that's, they just push me in that sense. But I don't think – we don't have competition amongst each other, though. But I, now that you say that, maybe that's something that I might have to put out there.
Hey, when you out rebound them, you got to let them know and see. I'm sure you'll have no problem letting your teammates know when you out rebound them. But a couple guys in the front court that you could be competing with on the glass are the young guys, the freshmen Alex Condon and Thomas Houck. Those guys have been really successful early, and I think have surprised a lot of people. Can you let us know like what they've been doing to be so successful playing next to you?
Yeah, like from when I first came to Florida, I knew like right away like they're gonna be extremely good because based on how hard they work and like they don't take plays off. Like I remember coming in and I know they're young and they're fresh, but watching Condon run and like not stopping, like not even put his hand on his knees or like just not even looking tired. That's when I was like, yeah. And he has the skill, he has good touch, great passing, he could shoot the ball from the outside, and he just plays hard. And like Thomas, same thing. Like Thomas came in the game against Michigan and he just came in like for a second tipping a offensive rebound. Like those are just things you just can't teach. And then like when you play with good energy and just positive mindset, like good things are gonna happen your way. And like those guys don't really ever have negative energy, so I'm happy for them, and I just want to continue to see them be successful. So yeah,
like I mentioned, those two guys being like the young guys, but really I could have put Micah in that basket too because he's young too, only a sophomore. So like you're really the one veteran in the group. And the front court has actually just on a whole been so successful for you guys. So, you know, you're the veteran in the room. You're the leader. Like, what is it like for you taking on that kind of leadership role? And, like, what have you done to kind of make the whole group of front court players so successful this season?
Yeah, like, I just kind of just talk to them about, like, just little things. Like, even offensively, like, you just slow yourself down on, like, the layup. Like, you know, you might have just missed it because you rushed it. Like, you had enough time to just gather yourself, maybe even, like, put your shoulder in the guy to finish the layup, or just like even like when it comes on, just like post defense, like just even just baiting people into doing the move that you want them to do, just little things like that. Because like, you know, the coaches, they teach us a lot and they soak it all up like a sponge. So like I just kind of put my little input based on all the experience that I had and all the people that I've learned from previous years, and I kind of just share it with them, you know. Just don't tell them, like, just don't rush the game, let the game come to you. It's going to come to you. We get a lot of offensive rebounds, so you're going to have a lot of opportunities to score. And our team passes the ball very well. So don't feel like you'll ever get, like, skipped, because you will touch the ball, especially the way our offenses ran. We're always going to touch the ball. So, yeah.
Yeah, so you just mentioned like the way that the offense runs and the way that everyone touches the ball. You have also benefited from playing next to a group of very, very good guards that also that you know has great guards starting, also brings some great guards off the bench, and you've gotten to benefit from it. I was just looking at the stats this morning, and not that this would be something you would look at, but you are way ahead of the pace on dunks this year than you were any season prior. So you're getting a lot of easy ones at the rim from these guards that dump it off. Like, what is it like getting to play with such a talented group of guards that also get to bring a little bit of something different between like a Zion Pullen who's so physical and gets so many paint touches, and then like a Walter Clayton who's so explosive getting downhill? Like, what is it like playing next to those guys?
It's great, you know, because I know a lot of people, like, recently, too, in games, like, people double-team me and stuff. So when I'm able to set them screens and they're wide open, they're able to get easy lays. Or then when they're feeling it, they get double-team, and I'm able to make plays for them. We just complement each other very well. Like, and I feel like when things go wrong, we're not scared to kind of just criticize each other and try to make each other better, you know? So I feel like playing with those guards, even playing with, like, Riley and Will, like, we have so much talented people on the court. Like, it's hard to guard us. And, like, we're always going to make the easy play. And, like, our team's able to make shots. We have a good shot-making ability as a team. So I just feel like we're just deep in that sense. And our guards are really good, really deep guards, able to do everything, shoot the three ball, able to make plays, able to get to the rim. So it's good.
So you're having a very productive season so far. You're putting up great numbers, which I know is not your focus. You're all about winning, but the production is there. And you talked a little bit about plays that were ran earlier for shooters that ended up in your hand on the offensive glass. And it was kind of interesting to hear about your role in kind of those offensive sets there, but just kind of like generally, can you talk about how you've been used offensively? And I think something that people are going to be that listen to this podcast are going to be very interested in is especially what it's been like playing a little bit more of the power forward spot. Again, positions nowadays are not as not exactly what they used to, but if we want to say that you play power forward, you know, what has it been like with your role in the offense in that position?
Yeah, it feels great. I feel like I've been out there being able to play free. I'm just kind of like happy to be out there. I'm just playing the game that I've always played, like how I played growing up. Not really just as much back to the basket, even though I still play back to the basket, because basketball is pretty much positionless now. I'm just trying to use all the skill sets and all the versatility that I have to just make our team better, because it's good to make us harder to guard. If I'm able to post up, maybe make an open jump shot, you know, make a good pass to the corner or something, just helping our team in any way. And if I'm capable of doing those things, why stop doing it, you know? If I'm a good offensive rebounder, I'm going to just keep on going and just give us extra possessions. Just kind of do everything that I can just to make sure we win the game.
So you mentioned the way that you played growing up. I mean, I actually should have mentioned this off the top of the interview, but, you know, I'm actually Canadian. I live in Edmonton. And I actually even know, you know, your good friend Elias from way back in the North Pole Hoops days. So I actually remember when you were going through the Canadian system and playing that way. So what has it been like seeing the growth of basketball in Montreal? I'll even let you know, I saw Dynasty Prep in an event the other day, and I was just in awe of all these talented players from Montreal. Like, what was it like learning the game of basketball in Montreal? And what are you seeing now when you even go home at the winter time?
Yeah, the evolution of basketball, not only in Montreal, but just kind of like in Canada in general. Like, I feel like Canada's probably have one of like the best talents probably in the world, because I feel like we have like a good blend of like the American style of play, but also with the European style of play. So it kind of like allows us like to blend in very well. And you can see that kind of like the separation in our game sometimes based like from other countries and things like that. But like coming back home and just seeing how Montreal's basketball evolved so much from the time I was playing in it, where we just only played during like the winter season. Now they have like spring teams and all these stuff and AAU and all this stuff. More AAU teams are being created. It is good because basketball is becoming such a big sport in Canada, and like a lot of people want to play it, and it's good because I feel like we have enough talent, we have a lot of good players, good coaches out here to make more, produce more and more NBA players, not only NBA players but just pros in general. So it's great to see that, and I'm happy, and I just want to continue to see Canada basketball rise.
And there is a big kind of international flavor with the Gators. Of course, you're Canadian. Alex is Australian. And you see even the kind of the way that he plays, that I think you already mentioned it before, the way he like never stops running and kind of plays like an Aussie rules football player. Yeah. Caius is Lithuanian. He came into the game against Grambling and just started saucing everyone up. And then, of course, Alex is we haven't seen him this year, but last year we were able to see him playing a kind of pick and pop style that you don't see as much from maybe the prototypical American game right now. So like, what is it like seeing all these different guys from like all different development systems, and what is it like seeing all these different styles of play that maybe make it different than if this team was all Americans?
I feel like it just gives you a different look, especially when we play other teams, you know, some other teams might have some Europeans. So it's not like you won't be caught off guard where you just might have the traditional five man just rolling all the time, or just short rolling, catching the ball, trying to make a pass. Like, we have players that are able to do a lot of things, very, very versatile guards. And then especially having a guy like Caius on our team, especially like he'd be making plays, like his no look passes are just so like, gives me like a Luka Doncic type of vibe, like give me like Steve Nash type of vibe. And I feel like that little European flavor is just that little finesse. It adds something to the team. So yeah, like I think that's just like the main thing. That's just that little finesse and like the IQ aspect of it. I feel like international basketball is very high level. There's a lot of IQ, a lot of making reads and things like that. And I feel like us international players are able to do that very well, especially in the NCAA level.
So, Tyrese, I'm so thankful for your time, especially around the holiday season. I know it's tough. I just have one more question for you. You mentioned kind of earlier the Gators have one more game to close out non-conference, and then you kind of start SEC play with a bang. It's Kentucky right away, and then it's a lot of important games for a couple of months. What is your kind of just message to Florida fans as we get into the important games of the season?
Right now, leaving, well, we're very locked in. We're excited for conference play to start. We're going to make sure we bring Florida back to the NCAA tournament. That's one thing I can promise. And we're just going to continue to play good basketball and continue to make you guys get a nation proud.
All right, Tyrese, thank you so much for the time. Have a wonderful holiday season and, of course, a wonderful rest of your season with the Gators.
Yeah, thank you. You as well.